With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's chief of staff pushing back on a Vanity Fair story that includes a few blunt quotes. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles is blasting a Vanity Fair piece that featured months of interviews about the second Trump presidency. Writing on social media, she called the profile a disingenuously framed hit piece on her and a Trump staff and cabinet she describes as the finest in history. Wiles did not deny any specific quotations attributed to her, including saying she was aghast at Elon Musk's dismantling of USAID, and that President Trump has an alcoholic's personality, even though he doesn't drink. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Federal judge in Washington says he's inclined to deny a preservationist group's request to temporarily halt President Trump's ballroom project. Judge Richard Leon says he could issue a final decision on the restraining order by Wednesday. He also says he plans to hold another hearing in January on the National Trust for Historic Preservation's request to pause the ballroom project. Washington Governor Bob Ferguson says flooding conditions may get worse before they get better. Strong winds also making the damage even worse.
We expect additional widespread flooding across the state today and tomorrow. The Skagit and Snoqualmie Rivers, as just two examples, are both expected to surpass major flood stage, cresting today and tomorrow. Importantly, we're also expecting major high winds across the region in the next 24 to 36 hours. The report I had yesterday was up to 60 miles an hour.
Australia preparing for the funerals of some of the victims of the anti-Semitic mass shooting during the Hanukkah celebration. Authorities say the attack inspired by the Islamic State group. This is SRN News. A boy wins a girls' dance competition in Ireland again.
Alyssa Saltzman, a boy who is living as a girl, has taken the crown in the under-16 solo category of the girls' Southern Region Irish Dance Finals for the third year in a row. The competition, which is a key qualifier for national and international competition, has male categories, but Saltzman prefers to compete against the girls. Thousands of parents and competitors signed a petition to stop the practice to no avail. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two California colleges reaching settlements with Jewish organizations and individuals who filed complaints alleging anti-Semitism arising from pro-Palestinian campus protests. UC Berkeley will pay $60,000 to a visiting professor who was found in a campus investigation to have been the victim of very severe discrimination. This is SRN News. President Trump taking another broadcast company to court. That over-edited content he claims was fake news. A $10 billion lawsuit was filed against the BBC, whose correspondent Tom Bateman reports.
The lawsuit accuses the BBC of a false, deceptive, and malicious depiction of Mr. Trump in what it calls a brazen attempt to interfere with and influence the outcome of last year's presidential election. It first tries to establish that a court in Florida, where the lawsuit has been filed, would have jurisdiction, arguing that the program could be watched in the state, even though the BBC said it did not have rights to show the episode on its US channels. It goes on to claim that Mr. Trump has suffered what it calls massive economic damage to both his reputation and his brand value.
President reaching recent settlements with ABC and CBS. More details at srnnews.com.